is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, for the next 2.5 hours here on ESPN 97.5. Raheel will join us at 9. And we got a lot to do, including, okay, our team, the club, is playing the Warriors tonight. All right? It loses a lot of luster without James in it.
It makes it tough.
Well, it makes it, absolutely, makes it a lot tougher. I'm just worried about the season ticket holders. This is one of the games that you are able to sell. Like my buddy had a big offer.
Wait. You just said yesterday he said Hugh Jackson was a good coach. He was trying to sell us on that nonsense.
Right.
And today he said, I'm just worried about the season ticket holders. This is a good game to sell.
Well, it is. It's a, hey, listen, if you're buying really expensive seats at the arena, mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to let them go. Sometimes, you just got to say, well, listen, This is a profit. I can watch it at home.
My father-in-law bought tickets, and we had Oklahoma City. I was in charge of it on the – it was the half package,
Yeah.
So we had half of them. And Oklahoma City came to town on Friday or Saturday. If it lands on Friday or Saturday, and we were going to be in Austin and couldn't use them, there were 4 tickets. And so I was in charge of the Flash Seats account, And Hector couldn't go, and younger Hector couldn't go, and we were in Austin. And so, yeah, they sell.
They sell.
Those kind of games sell.
Well, my buddy's got red on the floor. And those go for a lot of money.
I see him there a lot.
Yeah. But it's a profitable situation when you got you're at full strength and 2 teams that are vying for the top of the Western Conference. I don't know. How are you looking at this game?
Let me just say. Prayers up to Chad, and hopefully he will be able to make.
No, he'll be okay.
I'm just going prayers up for him right now.
He's going to be okay. How do you look at what did we glean from last night that they can run the pick and roll against Orlando? That's what I learned that. Orlando. Here's the deal: is that at the very least, without James Harden, you're still a pretty good basketball team.
Chris Paul gives you a shot. Just they just have so much firepower. The Warriors. Steph is back, so it's a challenge. I mean, it's going to be a challenge because I don't know how you're going to be able to if they get going at all, I'm not sure how you keep up with it. But you do have a facilitator. Paul can score him. He can get you in the 20s. He can dish. He can run that offense just fine, too. Chris Paul, by the way, would probably be an MVP candidate if he were always healthy and he were the main dude and not James. Or didn't share main dude duties. If this were his offense, he would probably have. Let's say James wasn't there and they had Paul George instead. You're probably looking at 22-13 on a daily basis from Chris Paul.
Last night was 8-13. It didn't matter. I mean, with Gerald Green, listen, I was at the Golden Nugget this weekend and playing poker with a dude that I think talked more. Than anybody I've ever played poker
with. Like trash talk?
Just wouldn't stop. So we got into the Rockets, and he was down. Like I said, I just hate their bench. And I was like, really? You hate their bench? You mean with the sixth man of the year? You mean with PJ Tucker? With Nene? Oh, Nene's 100 years old.
Then you've really hated their bench for a long time.
No, this is as good as their bench has been.
Probably ever.
Yeah. And now the addition of Gerald Green, and I was like, I'm not sure about Gerald Green because I don't know. What's he got left? How much is left in the tank?
Where did Gerald Green come from?
I don't know. Holy crap.
He wasn't doing anything.
I know.
How is this guy sitting around?
And how is this guy scoring? I don't know how this guy is putting up 27 now.
People can say whatever they want. That's why I always, Daryl just, things like this just tend to work for him. Gerald Green comes out and blasts 7 threes out of nowhere. He hits the big three against the Lakers.
Yeah.
Like Gerald Green was tweeting about he was Instagramming hurricane stuff, and I was like, with Gerald, I was telling my kids when he made the team. One of my kids said, "Is that KJ McDaniels with that bad hair?" I'm like, "No, I say, it's not with, he's not with the two. What are you talking? You can't last three straight years with the Rockets.
No.
Very few players last three straight years for the Rockets. That guy's long gone.
And look at what, I mean, he's contributed already. No, Daryl is awesome. He's done an unbelievable job. And, hey, listen, I still believe, Jeff Luhnow, when you win a championship, it trumps everything.
Yeah, no.
It trumps everything. But Daryl, in the NBA, there's only one team that wins every year. That goes without saying. But it seems like there's two teams.
There's only two teams that win.
LeBron's team and the Warriors. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And that's the only teams that win. So that's much harder.
When's the last time, off top of your head, when's the last time a team that wasn't the Warriors or LeBron's team won?
The last time was the
Rockets, 95, 96.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
It wasn't the Dirks.
Nope.
It was the Pistons. No.
Spurs.
Oh, the Spurs, right. Yep. Yeah. Kawhi. But guess what? That's three teams. There's three teams.
There's three teams that win.
That's three teams that win.
LeBron's team.
Otherwise, it's
Popovich.
You go back to Dirk.
Yeah,
and that's quite a while ago.
Dude,
it's like men's tennis.
I was here when Dirk beat LeBron, and actually that was the early stages because we talked to Patrice O'Neal, pour some out. Remember how good Patrice was? Yeah. We had him on talking out at Knicks. He was just right there with us for like a full hour, maybe an hour and a half. Talking about, and we were talking about.
Did he sexually assault anybody?
No.
Oh,
he's dead.
Oh yeah, he died.
Yeah. But so, Patrice was awesome. We talked basketball with him, a lot of basketball with him, and then he went with.
If you're a comedian, you're either dead or you sexually assaulted somebody.
No, they've got more paths than
you
that.
You think so?
That's more like movie stars. Ooh,
yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
They're
that's,
more in
that's,
that one.
That's true, but the comedians are getting in there.
I don't know. How much of a. That's kind of a little strange back-to-back situation there, travel-wise.
What, this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. Well,
kinda
you don't
random.
Want the league, when two of the premier teams in the Western Conference are hooking up, it sucks that that the Rockets are on a back-to-back.
Well, can you just tell me how you go from Lakers here, New Year? I guess you had plenty of time to go there and then come back. I don't really understand, like, what's the randomness of, hey, listen, just want y'all to just take one quick trip out there. It's like almost like a makeup game.
And right before the other game, as opposed to getting it, whatever, it's the NBA. Actually, the NBA lengthening the season has done wonders for the schedule. When Daryl was on, he talked about it. He said, it's tremendous. This is one of those aberrations that really suck for the Rockets. But the fact of the matter is, without James, what are the expectations tonight? Honestly, if you win, guess what? You feel really, really good about it. But if you lose, you go, didn't have James.
Let's take a little peek here what the number might be. Oh, what would you guess?
I'm going to say the Golden State is 6.
It feels right. I'm going to say 5.5. That might be too low.
NBA, I don't see it. It's not, I don't have it on my...
Oh, it may not be.
They it's not up.
Nope.
They don't without James, it doesn't. It's not up.
well, I can tell you, he's out. Don't worry, he's out. If you're waiting for an injury report, James won't be playing.
Right. I think that's a tough number to put on this game, isn't it? I mean, what do you do with this one? You still have Chris Paul and you still have a pretty decent team, but what do you do?
Yeah, I think you might be right. It might be closer to like 6.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to back situation for the Rockets. Are the Warriors in a back to back?
Yeah. I don't know that. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Raheel says Warriors also on a back-to-back stupid NBA. But they have been better with the scheduling. Rockets have not gotten crushed this year like they've gotten crushed in the past.
Yeah.
So it does help. But so Warriors back-to-back, Houston back-to-back. You're going to throw that game.
So neither team can win.
So well, I still think the Warriors will be the favorite.
You still think that somebody's going to win.
Pretty strong favorite. They might be as much as 7.
But anyway, this guy, and I said, here's what my point was with the Rockets' second team was, you got Chris Paul. Chris Paul is your second. Don't forget, with PJ, you got PJ Tucker. You've got, now you got Gerald Green. You got Nene. You got all of these guys. And you got Chris Paul, because one of the things that you get with Chris Paul is when you got him, you said whenever James is off the floor, Chris Paul is running the second team. So how good is your second team? Because now that James is out, it's a little different story. Your second team is obviously depleted when you lose your best player.
Right.
But when Chris Paul is running your second team, damn, that's a pretty damn good second team.
A damn good second team. And when you have Eric Gordon being able to score for your second team or whatever combination that you want to put in there. Gerald Green has really, if Gerald Green can keep, I'm not going to say play like last night, obviously, but if you, in case you missed it, Gerald Green had 27.
Yeah.
He came off, he was probably just eating at Chipotle or something, you know, 2 weeks ago. And now
Uberito.
Uberito.
I'm sorry. That's what I meant.
What the hell's the matter with
you? I meant Uberito.
Who eats at Chipotle? That's
only Uberito. He's probably having the shredded pork tacos. He probably did the bowl.
Have you tasted the Philly cheesesteak tacos? Mm-mm. Holy crap. Those are awesome.
I get their queso.
All right, we're 10 minutes in. Do certain guys who make roster decisions in this town, are they now happy? We spent the first 10 minutes talking Rockets, so he's good.
Rockets deserve to be talked
about. No, but he's good, right? Some guy, you know, the guy who makes decisions. No, not Rick. He's
Bill O'Brien?
No.
You said roster decisions now.
For a basketball team. For a basketball team.
Brian Gain?
He doesn't work for a basketball team. Oh. Is he good now?
I don't know. You should. What do you? The Rockets don't deserve talk, Dale? Is this what's happening?
I don't.
Against the Warriors?
I'm not saying they don't.
The two best teams in the West.
I'm not saying they don't deserve talk. I'm just wondering, now that we're done, is he done making programming decisions?
What are you talking about? What are you crying about? I don't even know what you're talking about. What are you crying about?
The only one that makes programming decisions.
Man, your bias has just leaked through, John.
Yeah, the only one that makes programming decisions around here is Jong. Okay?
Yeah. And Raheel.
Well, content for the show decisions. Is he good now? We good?
No.
No.
No. We can talk Rockets.
Rockets are playing. I don't know if you heard. The Rockets are playing the Warriors.
I don't know if you heard, but it felt like the first 10 minutes were like a hostage video.
Hang on. Let me check.
Gerald Morey was off camera.
Hold on. Let me check.
Making sure you guys start talking about the Rockets.
Who do the Astros play this week?
The Astros, they're off this week.
I'm sorry. Then the Texans. Yeah, who's the Texans game?
No, the Texans aren't in the playoffs. I don't know if you heard, they're not in the playoffs.
So their season's done?
Yeah, their season's over.
Well, who's playing right now? The Rockets are playing right now.
The rugby team?
Oh, rugby segment coming up next.
I just feel like you two were in front of a blank background, and there's a guy off camera saying, you better talk about my team.
We got hoods on?
God. I mean, it's literally basketball season. The Rockets are playing. Right. But Dell would rather talk Miami basketball.
I didn't even bring up Miami basketball.
I didn't say college football.
I didn't bring either one up. I just feel like someone made sure we talked about the Rockets to start
Malik
the show.
What's Malik Rozier doing right now?
Yeah. He better be hoping to win another job. He's going to have to win that job again. Mm. I'm just hoping you guys, we don't have to do everything that certain people in this town think we should do.
What are you talking about? How about listeners want to hear about the Rockets?
You think listeners want to hear about
the Rockets? Yeah, because clearly we get a lot of Rockets calls.
You don't have to get phone calls. All right, watch this. You want phone calls?
Yes, I know the game. I know the game.
You got John and I talk about the Houston Rockets.
I know you guys play this game where you do this. Hey, anyone wants to hear us talk about the Rockets calling? And then we'll talk about the Rockets.
Well, then don't they want to hear?
All I'm saying is
they don't have to call in to want to hear
about it. It felt like a hostage video.
Dell doesn't think that you guys want us to talk any Rockets. 713-780-3776.
I know our number one listener wants us to talk Rockets.
Let Dell know.
780-3776.